The gospel lesson this morning is from the book of Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 through 34. It can be found on page 49 of the New Testament in your pew Bible. Listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' Then the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself. This is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' After that, no one dared to ask him any question." Holy wisdom, holy word.
All Saints' Day is known as the Feast of All Saints and is always celebrated on November 1. Early in the 4th century is when the first observance was held. And the primary reason for this holiday was to commemorate the saints of the church who influenced the faith throughout the ages. According to the Huffington Post religious page, it says this, and I quote, "All Saints celebrates all those who have entered heaven, including saints recognized by the Catholic Church and those who are not," unquote. Well, one of the interim pastorates I served was in an Evangelical Lutheran Church of America in Michigan. It was a small membership church and very liturgical. They really liked their wine there too. But you know, I had to learn about all of the saints that the ELCA folks commemorated. Every Sunday had several saints, and others were scattered throughout the week. And one of the things I really learned in this pastorate was the constant reminding to the worshiping community of those who influenced and led the faithful down through the ages and was relevant to the day. These saints were praised for their ministry and wisdom. For us, this day reminds us of the ancient saints and those saints in our lives who have touched our lives and who have really influenced us in many different ways, but now they're with God. Many of us here today lift up and praise those who have really been part of our lives. And we give thanks to God for each one of them and how we remember them. As people of faith, every day we are asked by God to love with our whole hearts, minds, and souls. Those who have gone before us had a sense of God's calling to love and care for us, and many of those people showed it through their lives. Many gave of their lives so that we could learn to become faithful Christians and faithful people in the world. Well, the passage from the Gospel of Mark helps us to remember our love for the Creator God. Every day we praise God with our lives. We can see that Jesus is being asked by that scribe about what is important in life. And he wanted to know which commandment was the first of all. And Jesus answered him very plainly and very honestly and said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with your heart and with your soul and with your mind and with your whole strength. And the second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There's no other commandment greater than these." Those commandments and those thoughts remain with us today. Yes, they happened so many, many years ago, but they're relevant then, and they're relevant to us today as we remember God's love for each one of us. Well, that scribe confirmed what Jesus said, and he knew in his heart that Jesus was correct about what it was important in a person's life as they grow in faith and continue on in faith and to share that faith with other people. Jesus said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And we remember those words to this day as people of faith. Well, friends, remember that to keep the saints in your lives alive. And one of the saints in my life was my dad. His birthday was October 27th this past week. And if he had lived, he would have been 105 years old today, that day. He gave me lots of information about how to live and how to love Christ. There was also another ruling elder in my home congregation. Lieutenant Colonel Wendell Carter took me under his wing to show me what it meant to be a good elder and a faithful elder in the life of the church. Well, these are just two people that I can share with you who have been influential in my life. So let us remember those who have touched our lives and influenced us in so many ways. And you can remember who they are. Maybe some of those saints are sitting next to you. Or maybe some of those saints from the past that you can remember and how they have led this congregation and have encouraged everyone to grow in their faith and to be active in the life of a congregation. Remember the saints of this congregation and remember the saints in your lives. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, in the faith, the life that is ever growing in God's love is ever living. And as we look at our daily lives, think about the events, the people, and the experiences that have given us joy and have given us a sense of guidance and direction. Let us give thanks for those saints who have supported us throughout our lives. Let us give thanks to those special saints as they have given us strength and courage to move on in faith, especially on this journey of faith. Let us remember those saints that have gone on before us. Let us remember and to praise God for their lives as we praise God for his love with us each day. Amen. And amen.